While it spewed ashes, newscasters spewed a molten lava of syllables.
Aya, flya, yakur, vol.
Aya, flya, yurkaval. It's aya, fiapla, yurkel.
Aya, volik.
That's it?
It's a name so unpronounceable, we can't even tell when someone says it right.
And I'm not going to get this name right, but it's E-F-Y-A-R-Cool.
Most of us are so terrified of its 16 letters, we avoid any mention of the name.
In the volcano.
That volcano. From that volcano whose name nobody can pronounce.
Saturday Night Live caught on to the way the press is suffering from volcanic naming avoidance syndrome.
By huge clouds of ash shot into the air by Iceland's, I hope I'm saying this right, volcano.
The real networks are trotting out Icelandic interpreters.
The pronunciation is Eyjafjallajökull.
Oh, okay, now I get it.
The glacier is called Eyjafjallajökull. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Nearly.
How do I
Oh, geez, it looks like we have lost Al.
See, that's what happens when you're trying to pronounce the name of that volcano. He might have said something dirty.
Even showing folks the name doesn't necessarily help.
Eyjafjall.
Jolajjallajökull. I don't know.
All together now.
Oh, my God.
Time to go up to Iceland to get schooled by the natives.
Eyja means island, fjalla means mountain, and jökull means glacier.
An easy name to say. Eyja fjalla jökull.
Yeah, well, what English words trip them up?
Pneumonia, or how do you spell it? P-N, pneumonia?
It's the same as tired, being weary or something. I cannot say it. I've been practicing for 60 years.
Then we have 60 years to learn this.
It's pronounced similar to, yo, I forgot the la yogurt.
The la yogurt part's
kind of close.
The U.S. military has figured out a way around pronouncing it.
Operation E-15. E for the first letter of the volcano, 15 for the 15 letters following that.
And so has this lady.
So we're just going to call it Bob.
If you can't say it, make like this opera singer and sing it.
Hey, Afarialojoko!
Ginny Mo, CNN.
What?
New York.